Carbondale resident Maria has experienced domestic violence in two separate relationships. Her situation is unrelated to the fatality on I-70. We're not using her real name to protect her safety. She says the abuse started with a boyfriend.
He tried to strangle me when I didn't want to be with him anymore. We weren't living together, so he went to my house and asked me why, and he was really mad.
After that relationship, she says she was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. It was an illness her new husband didn't understand.
My husband, the one I married after the previous relationship, couldn't handle it. We didn't know what it was at first. He had a really bad temper, which triggered me, and I had panic attacks.
She says her husband was emotionally abusive at first, saying things like nobody wanted her. Eventually, she says he hurt her physically. Maria's case isn't that uncommon in the Roaring Fork Valley. She sought help at Response, an Aspen-based nonprofit that assists victims of domestic violence and sexual assault.
We have seen an increase.
Jill Gruenberg is program director at Response. From 2013 to 2014, the organization saw a 22% jump in calls. Last year, they served more than 250 people.
I'm happy these people are calling. I'm happy our numbers are going up because it means people aren't experiencing this behind closed doors and in silence.
More people are calling, she says, because the problem is being discussed openly. Football player Ray Rice's suspension from the NFL for striking his partner brought the issue to the national stage. Most people don't seek help. Last year, Gruenberg's organization served just 50 people within the Valley's Latino community. She knows that population is underserved.
We've somewhat created a system where we expect these people to come to us for the service, and we're going to be undergoing a two-year program over the next 2 years called Promotoras, where we're really going to be increasing our outreach into the Hispanic community.
In Pitkin County, the number of domestic violence calls to law enforcement have increased 136% from 2008 to 2014. The increase is partly due to more reporting by law enforcement. This week, the county's Health and Human Services Department launched a new website to assist victims of domestic violence. Nan Sundin is director.
It's growing in our community. We were concerned and we decided to work together to try to get in front of the issue and try to create awareness, education, and a call to action for people who are struggling.
Domestic violence happens everywhere. It happens in all socioeconomic families. It crosses race, religion.
Julie Olson is the executive director of the Advocate Safe House Project in Garfield County. Last year, her organization served more than 400 survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. What's different in Western Colorado, she says, is victims' ability to afford help.
What we see is that when people have more resources, they don't seek out human service providers. They don't have to. Versus when someone has nothing and they're up against the wall, we're kind of it. We're the last stop.
Her group runs an emergency shelter where people can stay for up to 8 weeks at a time. The 9th Judicial District handles a fairly consistent number of domestic violence cases. The district, which spans Garfield, Pitkin, and Rio Blanco counties, sees between 350 and 400 cases come in the door each year. For domestic violence survivor Maria, she says she's getting back on her feet now.
I remember.
Yesterday, I was looking at the definition of what independence is, and I was like, oh gosh, I am independent because I can decide for myself. I can think for myself. What I want, what I like, where I like to go. I can decide all of that. And it's something I had to learn along the way.
She says she's sharing her story in order to help others struggling with similar problems.